Gearing up for the Academy Awards February 9th proves fun with my special Oscars So Red program. This approach combines two of my loves, movies and wine, in a search for the perfect beverage to accompany each nominated film. The Academy provided its list of 9 movies in the race for Best Picture, with several nominees already available to watch at home, and I like to pair the films with a bottle of wine. Start with Netflix for 2 nominees. Despite its title, The Irishman features Italian ties from director Martin Scorsese. The same goes for stars Robert De Niro, Al Pacino, and Joe Pesci, who all underwent computer enhancements to make them look younger. The movie's use of these special effects reminds me of a technique employed for a wine from Italy called Amarone, where wrinkled dried grapes get thrown in the crush to add depth and body. Netflix also offers Marriage Story. No champagne for this look at a divorce, but the movie's elegance and structure leads me to a Pinot Noir, possibly from Santa Barbara, just north of much of the story's setting in Southern California. On DVD, the off-the-wall reimagining of California crime history with Once Upon a Time in Hollywood suggests avoiding traditional respected grapes. Meanwhile, an over-the-top bloody ending, played for laughs, warrants a deep red wine. That suggests Petite Syrah, whose inky darkness and full flavor show the same wild spirit as Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. When it comes to the night's biggest nominee, Joker, I get a bad taste in my mouth from the movie's nihilism. So rather than enjoy wine, I need a digestif, one of those concoctions designed to help settle too much food. Specifically, I suggest Fernet, whose base of distilled grapes includes an odd-tasting blend of such spices and aromatics as myrrh, rhubarb, and aloe. I'll address other nominees and their wine partners in separate programs. For KUNR, I'm Robin Hollibird.